Halsey at Fountain Center by Mr. Cal Stewart. Well, long past the last February, we were all sitting around the grocery store, and Cy Pettingill says, "Ezra, what's this here story about groundhog tea and his shatter?" And Ezra said, "Well, Cy, if a groundhog comes out and sees his shatter, he goes back in the ground and stays 6 weeks longer, and that's a sign we're going to have 6 weeks more of winter weather. But if he don't see his shatter, he stays out and winter is over." Well, Cy says, "Ezra, guess we're going to have 6 weeks more of winter." I was coming past Jim Fisher's butcher shop, and he had the sausage hanging out, and the sun was shining on it. And Ezra said, "Well, Cy, what's the sausage got to do with it?" And Cy said, "Well, that's groundhog, ain't it?" Well, Jim Lawson says, "Let's all go down in the timber patch and see if we can see a groundhog." Well, we all went down to the timber, and we were sitting on a rail fence, and all at once Jim Lawson says, "I see one. He went in that hole right there." Well, Jim got down on his hands and knees and looked into the hole, and he let a war whoop out of him and started running and never stopped. He got down to the creek and jumped right spot in the middle of it. Well, when we got down there, all we could see of Jim was his ears and nose sticking out. And Ezra said, "Jim, what's the matter on you? Have you gone crazy?" And Jim said, "Ezra, that wasn't no groundhog. It was a skunk." Ezra says, "It smelled like an automobile that went by." Well, we took Jim home, locked him up in the barn, and gave him his meals on the end of a pole. And Cy Pettingill said, "While we may not have 6 weeks more of winter weather, but it'll be about 6 weeks before Jim Lawson gets out in society again."